Welcome to This Week in the News. Good Morning EP's look back at the week that was. I'm Gord, help me. The South Australian government provided yet another travel exemption this week to the Geelong Football Club so they could face Port Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval last night. The decision came amid much discussion as to how Victoria is handling yet another outbreak due to gross stupidity on the part of the government in Victoria. Liberal Party power broker Michael Kroger summed up the confusion of all Victorians when he tried to figure out how the virus was spread.
Was the ball getting the virus from the players? Is the ball getting the virus from the post if it hits the post, or from the grass? How is the ball getting the virus?
Figures released under Freedom of Information legislation this week revealed that almost 1 in 11 parents have tested positive to drugs while driving their children to school. The figures date back to 2017 and have resulted in calls for police to conduct even more testing. One parent guilty of such a breach described how they reacted when they were involved in a traffic incident after they drove under the influence of an illicit substance.
I am the O in the word now.
And three Eyre Peninsula students will attend the South Australian Youth Parliament in July to learn about the way government and parliament operates. It has been discussed that the students may also meet former members of parliament, such as Christopher Pyne, who might impart such valuable insights as...
The leader of the opposition is the Mr. Potato Head of Australian politics.
And that's the week in news. I'm Gord, help me.